There's also a really interesting paper that's been published this week. It's in the journal Nature. And this may explain why people get heart failure. Now, heart failure is very common. And in fact, it's often a consequence of having a heart attack. But it's where the heart doesn't pump enough blood to supply the needs of the body. But it's often associated with inflammation in the heart. So why should the heart become inflamed in the first place? Well, there's a researcher called Kinya Otsu who's at King's College, and what he and his colleagues have done is to use an animal model of heart failure where they apply extra load to the heart in animals, and this makes it eventually fail. And in experimental animals, they looked at the heart and confirmed that you get lots of cells moving in from the immune system into a failing heart. But they also found something very interesting, which is that these hearts that are failing have very high levels of DNA in parts of the cells that are normally the rubbish bin where cells are breaking things down. So the cells seem to be breaking down DNA. They wondered whether the two might be linked. So first of all, what they did is to make some animals that they'd knocked out a gene called a DNase 2A, which breaks down DNA in the Fagger lysosome, the part of the cell that breaks down rubbish. And sure enough, these modified animals had a very high propensity to developing heart failure and at the same time had large amounts of inflammation in their hearts. So then they thought, well, what is this DNA and why should the inflammation occur at the same time? So then they looked at the DNA that was being broken down, and it wasn't genomic DNA, in other words, DNA from your chromosomes. In fact, it was your mitochondrial DNA. Mitochondria are these tiny structures inside cells that give cells their ability to make energy. And originally, billions of years ago, they were free-living bacteria. And at some point in our evolution, cells teamed up with these bacteria, and they gave the bacteria a home in return for the bacteria giving the cell energy. And just like the bacteria that they once were, these mitochondria contain their own DNA. They've got a little circle of DNA called mitochondrial DNA. And because it has microbial origins, it looks, even today, still like bacterial DNA. And so what the team have realised is that this DNA is triggering the immune system because we have in our immune system a special set of receptors called toll-like receptors, TLR, and these recognise bacterial DNA. And what they have found out is going on is that when the heart gets stressed by heart failure, it starts to break down messed up mitochondria, and that includes breaking down their DNA. And somehow this DNA then activates these TLR immune receptors and makes the immune system inflame the heart. And this puts further stress on the heart, causing it to fail further and increasing the rate of heart failure. And they prove that that was the case by actually administering drugs to animals that can block this TLR receptor. And also, they knocked out the gene in another group of animals for the receptor and showed that they didn't get the same degree of heart failure. So it seems that this inflammation is absolutely responsible for heart failure, and it also seems that it could be a very good way to intervene and stop the problem.
So what's causing the mitochondria to get into trouble in the first place?
Well, they speculate that when you have a heart that is stressed because it's under load beyond that which it's capable of coping with, this puts the cells under biochemical stress. So the mitochondria try to work harder, which means that they wear out sooner, which means the cells then try to break them down in a process called autophagy, because normally cells, when they break down waste products, they break them down harmlessly inside the cell and the immune system never gets the chance to look at them. But when the cells are stressed, they can't process the material and break it down harmlessly in this way anymore, and this rubbish starts to accumulate, and then the immune system gets the chance to come and inspect what's going on in the cell, and that's what then drives the response. So if you could stop the cells getting stressed in the first place, or prevent the immune system from inflaming the heart muscle and compounding the stress, you'd probably have a new way perhaps to intervene and treat people for heart failure without having to resort to other mechanisms, which really, in the grand scheme of things, have limited benefit at the moment.